super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
We are here with the best, undisputedly best women's wrestler in the entire world, the WSU champ, Mercedes Martinez. Welcome back to the show, Mercedes.
Hello, how are you guys?
Ah, just great. We haven't talked to you since the anniversary show, and a lot has happened since the anniversary show, especially since you just beat the hell out of Rain over there.
Well, yeah, after the anniversary show, WSU and myself has pretty much been trying to promote WSU after I beat the, you know, living hell out of Rain and pretty much try to run her out of WSU. A lot of challengers have decided to step up and put their name on the map, I guess you can say, in WSU.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was there at the anniversary show firsthand, and for those of you who weren't there, which is probably a lot of people listening because you don't live around here, buy the DVD because Mercedes owned Rain that night. I mean, she basically beat her like she owned her, and it wasn't only in the ring. It was out of the ring, into the bleachers, into a table, into the alleyway. God, that went, how long did it go? About 25 minutes?
I believe so, between 25 and maybe half hour, I want to say.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst time of her life, I'm going to assume.
Oh, yeah, she looked very worse for the wear. As a matter of fact, she didn't even hang around to go out to eat with us after that. She just left.
Crazy stuff. I think her running probably back to
Mexico. Really. Yeah, and then let's see, what happened after that? Well, you had the tag straps with Angel, and then there was a bunch of stuff going on with that where our little diva boy, Rick Cataldo, and his stable of misfits sort of helped you guys lose that whole thing.
Yeah, well, me and Angel, we were definitely the tag titles holders, and, you know, we haven't defended them since I've been on a, you know, a nice little run with the WSU women's championship, so we didn't have a chance to defend them. But when we did defend them, obviously, you know, the little diva Rick Cataldo and his little misfits, as you like to call them, decided to form a group and decided, you know, to cause me and Angel to lose our titles. We lost them to Jana and Cindy Rogers, and I would never think that they would be part of Rick Cataldo and Brittany Savage, but I guess when you speak gold, that's all it takes nowadays for anyone to turn, you know, against anybody. You know, go speak for itself.
Yeah, I know. I was actually surprised because those two didn't even... I remember the whole Beat Down Betty's thing, you know, with Roxy Cotton and Nanny Social and him. And when I saw them in the mix, I'm like, wow, what the hell's going on with them? They don't really fit in with that whole thing. But I think this is where your problem started with Brittany Savage. I think she's the one who did the run-in on you or something?
Yeah, she definitely ran in. I was ready to hit my finisher, and she kind of ran in and pretty much diamond cuttered me onto onto the tag title. And Cindy Rogers, who was a legal person at the time, decided to take advantage and pinned me for the 1-2-3, and that's how we lost our titles. And basically, she stuck her nose where it doesn't belong. So basically, we not only with me dealing with, you know, Alicia and whoever else is in the title picture, but I also had to deal with her, who's been a thorn on my side for the last couple of months since I've lost those titles. So, you know, this coming Saturday, actually, we have a bull rope match coming up to kind of, you know, hopefully end this nonsense and, you know, I'm practically going to put her out of her misery.
Where is that going to take place?
I believe in Deer Park, New York for NYWC.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you've been following, you know, WSUWrestling.com, you can actually see there's a video that she actually attacked me last week in the middle of the street in Union City, New Jersey. She practically attacked me and proceeded to try to drag me down the street by tying the bull rope to my car and as well as tying it to my hand and try to drag me pretty much down the street with the bull rope.
Yeah, I saw the video on that. If anybody wants to see it, go to WSU.com or the DOI.net. It's up there. It's pretty insane because I always knew blondes were trouble from the get-go, but I had no idea how somebody this small could cause this much grief and start this much shit with people, but unbelievably so. And I was at the Ace show, right? You and Alicia teamed up to defeat the Belle Saints.
Yes, I was definitely at the Ace show, and I didn't think Brittany Savage would be there, but obviously she decided to make herself known in more ways than one that night. So needless to say that this Saturday, I'm planning on taking her out once and for all, and she's not going to be a problem on my side after this Saturday.
I certainly hope so, because you know, I'm looking at the list of people you have gone up against since the anniversary show. You had Angelina Love at one point, Awesome Kong, you know, who's awesome to say the least. I mean, God, I've seen enough of her on TNA and with her and Amy Lee and WSU tearing the building apart and stuff. So that really speaks highly of you that you got past her, because she's a monster. And was that an Evolve match or that was an NWS match, right?
It was a NWS / WSU. It was a woman's show. The NWS helped promote with us. As you know, as everyone knows, we run a cross promotion with them as much as we can. Right. But I believe it was a whole woman's show for the most part, and me and her were the main event. I don't remember what the DVD was called. I think it was like the Awesome Challenge, I believe, is what the DVD was called. So yeah. She definitely is a tough competitor. I mean, I wrestled her before, so I was no stranger to, you know, what she can dish out. But that night was the night that I actually picked up the win for the first time against her. So,
man, she's not easy to get by. Trust me, if anybody's ever seen, you know, Kong in TNA, that's Kong Light. You got to see her in WSU. She tears the place apart.
Oh, she's a monster.
Oh, yeah. But actually, she's a very nice person, though. What people don't know is she does a lot for charity. Part of the reason she's not in TNA was because she got disrespected by that moron, Bubba the Love Sponge, about her trying to raise money for the people of Haiti. So,
Definitely. I speak to her, you know, whenever I can, and she definitely is the nicest, sweetest person you ever meet on the street. So her persona in the ring is totally different than what she is outside of the ring. And, you know, I agree with what she did. And, you know, she definitely ducked him one. And, you know, I commend her for that, because, you know, it's one thing to speak your opinion, but it's another thing to disrespect someone on your opinion. You know, you have free speech and all that, but it's one thing to disrespect someone on your free speech.
Oh, yeah, and he made a couple very bad racial comments, too, which are completely, you know, has no business in this business or any other business. And I'm glad she popped him a shot. I wish there was a DVD of that, and he got fired, you know, or something happened. But I tried to reach out to her to get her on the show. If she wanted to come on the show and bury Bubba, we're all for that. Maybe I'll talk to her next Saturday. See if she wants
to come. Definitely, yeah, definitely. I don't think she'll mind, but at the same time, you know, she's higher than that. I think she's a lot higher than trying to bash someone. So, you know, she spoke her piece in the classy way that she can. And I think, you know, trying to bury someone it's kind of stooping down to his level as well, as he kind of, you know, buried her as well as on his radio show, from what I understand. So I think she's above all that.
Yeah, I just, you know, my whole point in the whole thing was to give her a venue to, you know, speak her side of the story, because I know these idiot rednecks down there sort of like to take things over and stuff. So where do they get these stupid ass names? It was Bubba the Love Sponge and then Cowhead or something? God.
I don't know. For a name like Bubba the Love Sponge, I think he deserves to get popped.
Yeah, really. I mean, there's a lot of things I could call myself, but a love sponge? No, I don't think so. And then I look at this idiot down in TNA. It's like, you know, we know he's Hogan's buddy and stuff, and that's how he got the job. But thank God he's off the air now.
Definitely, definitely. I think, you know, like I always say, it's one thing to talk about free speech, and, you know, you have every avenue to do what you have. You know, you talk whenever you want to talk, but, you know, you just try not to disrespect anybody in that aspect, and, you know, speak your opinions and do what you have to do, but just never disrespect anybody, especially when it comes to racial slurs. It's just, there's no avenue for that.
No, it's got no place in today's society.
Exactly.
And we'll leave it at that. But somebody else you went against, pretty much of a technician, is Sumi Sakai.
Oh, yes. Yeah, me and Sumi goes back a long time, so I was definitely excited to wrestle her once again. It's been a while, a couple years, actually, since I wrestled her, so it was great to get in the ring with her once more, actually a couple times since then. I think twice we wrestled, once for Evolve and another time for NWIC. She hasn't changed one bit.
Her skills have not changed. Oh, she's a hell of a talent. I mean, even up when we were up at, I don't know if you were involved with before Doug Gentry passed away, when they had that Pro Wrestling Elite. She had been on one of the cards, and she was working Daisy Hayes, and she did some crazy bumps. I think she dove off a balcony that night or something up there.
Oh, boy.
Something you guys tried to do that I sort of gave you the high sign. It wasn't a good idea, but, you know. And then I'm looking at your list of opponents. Looks like you already had a couple run-ins with Brittany Savage, too.
Yeah, we we had a couple matches, and it just seems to, she just keeps just, I think she just wants to get in the title picture really bad, so she'll just do whatever she can to get that title shot. But she has a title already. She has to worry about other contenders coming after her title and stop worrying about, you know, my title. I just think she just wants to make her name for herself in WSU, and, you know, she's doing it probably not the best way, but she's making her name known. And, you know, with me, it's going to come to a point now where this is the last straw. A ballroom match is definitely not just a wrestling match. It's a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And, she's definitely going to feel the strap of that rope around her neck. And then, you know, she's pretty much a bit more than what she can chew for Saturday.
Yeah, and if I remember right, was that the match you won the title from Angel on? Was it the ballroom match?
Yes.
Definitely
the match that was in that me and Angel introduced the bull rope match, so I'm no stranger to it, so she definitely does not know what she's getting herself into.
I would be very afraid if I was her, but then again, you know, seeing some of the things she's done, I don't think she is smart enough to be afraid, to be honest with you. You know,
no, I don't think I think she has a couple things up her sleeve for Saturday. I want to be surprised to see Rick Cataldo and probably, you know, the tag champ somehow involved in my match, but I'm coming in there, you know, prepared. I'm coming in there, you know, to pretty much in a fight, not just a wrestling match at all. I'm going in there to use that bull rope one way or another and, you know, finally just literally kick her ass.
Yeah. Well, here's somebody else whose ass you kicked. She was undefeated until she ran up against you. That was Amber O'Neill.
Yes, Amber O'Neill, who I think is an unbelievable talent, regardless of, you know, her ways in the wrestling ring and how she gets her wins. I think she is an unbelievable, old-school type of a talent. And for her, you know, I was very excited to have her come into WSU. Her antics and techniques, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't approve of, but I guess a win is a win. And, you know, it came to the point where if you're going to come for my title, you put your undefeated streak on the line. Someone has to end it, and who better to end it than yours truly?
Yeah, the champ.
Exactly.
You can't go down to a better person, you know? If you're going to lose, you may as well lose to Mercedes Martinez, because then you have lost to the best.
I don't consider myself the best, but
well, you know,
I'm up there.
Well, no, I actually feel you are the best in the world today. I mean, you know, another one you fought, and this woman is no slouch, Melissa Coates. She's a bodybuilder.
Yeah, Melissa Coates, definitely. I haven't wrestled her in a very, very long time. I haven't seen her on the wrestling scene in a while either. I believe she was coming back from an injury that night or something of that nature. But she's definitely an amazing specimen, I guess you can say. She's very athletic and very big and strong.
Oh, yeah.
She's just an amazing athlete. And I was definitely shocked to see her in WSU when I didn't know who my opponent was when I wrestled her. And she just kind of came out and just said, "Hey, I'm challenging you for your title." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Like you have a choice, you know?
Yeah, like I have the choice, you know? You know, I'm very proud to say that, you know, I put my title on the line anywhere against anyone. Doesn't matter, you know, who you are. It's, you know, I'm a fighting champion, and I wrestle just about every weekend defending that title. So, you know, I'm no stranger to surprises. I'm no stranger to, you know, anything. So basically, anytime I have a title shot, I just go in there 110% and just hope for the best.
Yeah, you do a little bit more than hope, though. I mean, you just go in there and you basically adapt anyone's style, and you just, you know, take them down, you know, and like the Gordon Solo used to say, the marquee reads wrestling. It's not divas, it's not pillow fights, it's wrestling. And that's
exactly
what it's all about. Now you're facing what is being billed as Icon versus Icon. The first woman who held the WSU title was Alicia, and she won the J Cup, and she won the King and Queen Cup, which basically gave her the number one contender slot, and she's yelling that she wants her belt back. And, you know, when I look at the whole, you know, the history of it, you know, she had it. She lost it for a brief moment to Alexis Thatcher. Then she had it for a while again. She lost it to Sonny. Sonny lost it to Nikki Rocks. Nikki Rocks lost it to Angel. And Angel lost it to you. So, yeah, she was the first. And you're the latest and arguably the best, you know, as far as I'm concerned and a lot of other people are concerned. But this is going to be a very split crowd because, you know, she has her fans. You have your fans. You two of you have tried to coexist, it looks like, for a couple months, you know, tagging in and out and stuff. But I think the coexisting has gone down the drain.
Yeah, basically. I mean, the way the story has been built is pretty much, you know, she's took a hiatus to, you know, deal with her own personal life and, you know, in her career and what she wants to do. And then basically, once I won that WSU title, I ran with it and tried to bring WSU, as well as my own career, to new heights. With her absence, it was my time to take the ball and run with it. And, you know, I respect her for what she has done with WSU when they first started WSU, and she was the first champion to put WSU on the map. But I've taken it to another level, which I don't think she would have been able to do. I've taken this, you know, company literally on my back and do the best that I can to put it on the map and, you know, give new meaning to holding a title and give new meaning to bringing respect to a title that so many companies lose when you hold the title, and that's something that I take pride in. And for her to try to come in and say it's her title, I take offense to that because it's not your title. It was your title at a time that I wasn't around. If I was around when she held that title, I think it would have been a different dynamic at that time. But she became champion when I was not around, and now I'm champion when she wasn't around. So it's one of those things where now it's two forces at two different times are coming together, and that's what the whole dynamic of the match is pretty much based on, is she was champion, I wasn't there, I'm champion, she wasn't there. Now she's coming back to try to regain a spot that she once held, but it's not going to happen, basically, in my book. You know, I've come too far for someone to come in and take away what I've accomplished, regardless of who you are. You know, I'm a fighting champion, and, you know, there's a reason why people call me the best. There's a reason why, you know, I've held this title for over a year. So it's definitely an icon. It's, you know, the best of the past, I guess you could say, to the best of the present, but I'm going to be known as the best in the future as well.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think you were actually, I think you came in when she had it, but I think you were still, you know, working with a shoulder injury, if I remember right.
Yes. I came in WSU pretty much to make my name for myself in WSU. And I came in more as a tag partner, nonetheless, with Angel Orsini. So basically, it was more just kind of filling out the roster, filling out what WSU is all about. I didn't want to just come in straight up as a singles wrestler. I came in, you know, of course, with my partner in crime at that time, Angel Orsini. And she was the champion at that time. She ended up losing it twice while I was still there, and then eventually once she lost is when I turned up the force and basically said, you know what, this is my time now. And, you know, the feud with Angel Orsini after Angel Orsini won basically was my time to step up my game. And, you know, at that time she wasn't there, so who knows what would have happened if she was there. But, you know, that's the past, and the past speaks for itself. And, you know, the present right now is I'm champion. She wants what I have, and she's not going to get it regardless of how much respect I have for her. Basically, you know, coming next week on June 26th, it's going to be a fight, and not just a wrestling match, but also as well as a fight, because I'm fighting for something that I love and, you know, that I hold dear to my heart, and that's the WSU title.
Yeah, and you've pretty much made it your own. You know, and I can see her side. I can definitely see your side. And it's like, you know, everybody says, get it in the ring and let's straighten it out. You know, no bullshit, no screwing around, hopefully no interference from, you know, that peanut gallery that runs around up there, you know, with Britney, because let's face it, we all know certain people's history, and, you know, they've connived in the past. There's no telling whether they're going to connive in the future. I just hope you have some people in the building that are willing to watch your back as well.
I'm hoping that I have some friends that can watch my back, and I'm hoping, you know, someone like Angel Rossini and Jazz, who I have mutual respect for, hopefully that will have my back. But at the same time, they're also in the position of, it's time to take Mercedes Martinez off the top. It's time, you know, everyone guns out for the champion. So basically, I always go into every show and, you know, watching my back, and I always go into every show, you know, just saying, hey, I got to pull out one more win, and it's one more win in the books, and just I never know who's going to come up from the back to challenge me for that top, you know, for that top spot. So, you know, next week, it's, you know, I'm hoping that this weekend, you know, I finally put Brittany Savage and her little misfits out of commission for a little while and keep them off my back, so that way when next week comes, I don't have to worry about them. They have their own problems to deal with when it comes to their match next Saturday. So I don't think that there will be any interference in my match when it comes to them after this Saturday.
Yeah, I think, what is it, Jana and Cindy are against, let me think, is it, it's Aaliyah Littlefeather and Nia.
Yes, it's Aaliyah Littlefeather, who Cindy attacked at one of our last shows. Pretty much she's trying to make a statement as well. And then Nia, which is a newcomer who was trained by Samu up at the WXW camp. So she's definitely trying to make a name for herself as well. And so I don't think she's going to worry about me next week.
Well, hopefully. And, you know, it's nice that, like, you know, one thing great about WSU is they give, you know, the up-and-comers the shot that they need. You know, they showcase, you know, newer talent, people that, you know, want to be there, that want to work, that, you know, I mean, you know, everybody says they want to go to the WWE, but, you know, WWE isn't really wrestling with the ladies division. It's more, you know, gloss to me.
I think WSU, that's one thing that they pride themselves in, is, you know, they give the young girls an opportunity to shine. It's a place to learn. It's a place to grow. I mean, whoever known that Brittany Savage would become, you know, who she is now if she never entered WSU? I mean, she was known as Brooke Carter, a rookie who was just, you know, a phenomenal talent who has the potential, you know, to grow in this company as well as every other company. And that's just an example of what WSU has to offer for any upcoming, you know, woman wrestlers, whether you're, you know, a rookie or even a veteran. You come to WSU for experience, and you come to WSU to make a name for yourself. So that's one thing that I love about WSU, is that you never know who's going to come out of that roster, and you never know who's going to make it from that roster. A case in example is April.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she came in onto the scene. No one knew anything about her. You know, she came into WSU and partnered up with, you know, at that time, Brittany. And now look at her. She has developmental in, you know, the WWE. Not to say that I knocked WWE down, you know, but it's you know, that sets apart WSU from a lot of women companies out there. And, you know, I'm usually at the merchandise table, you know, helping WSU as well as myself. But, you know, I'm not out there to make money. I'm out there just to help the company and to make sure all the fans are happy at the show.
Yeah, and I'll probably be working with you again. You know, it was a great time. We had fun last time. It was a blast. So before we end this, because we're going to get Amy and Angel later on tonight, any last words for the fans or anything?
I just always like to say, just, you know, thank you guys for, you know, the fans for pretty much supporting myself, you know, in my career for the last almost 10 years. And I definitely thank you guys for all your support for WSU, because WSU, I don't think people knew that it would last this long and actually get the headway in the headlines that it's getting now. And, you know, so I definitely owe everything to the fans. And all I can say is just come out next week, June 26th in Union City, New Jersey, and come out, support WSU, come out and support women wrestling.
And if you can't make the show, buy the DVD online, because I guarantee you will not be disappointed. As a matter of fact, right here and now, the first three people that email me at 40deuce, spelled out, at hotmail.com, the first three people that send me an email, I'm going to send you a WSU DVD, so you know, you'll see what you're missing, and you'll want more. So I can't do any better than that, you know? So, Mercedes, I want to thank you for coming on again. You know, it was a blast as usual. You know, you were one of the highest rated downloaded shows the last time, and I'm sure we'll have you back on. And
of course, I'm always delighted to come back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. And what I think we're going to try to do is maybe get some of the other girls on, you know, in the next couple months or so, maybe like once a month, give, you know, get Jana and Cindy on, or Lear, get some other people on, you know, to showcase, you know, them too, because that's what it's all about. I mean, we're not making any money doing this. It's you know, we help you guys out. It makes us look good, makes you look good, you know, gives the listener something to do. So that's what we're all about, you know?
Awesome. That would definitely be something that I think every girl will want to do, and it helps promote them and put them on the spotlight as well.
Cool. So your job is to talk this up at the next show.
Of course.
So I walk around handing out cards, and they look at me like, who's this guy? And I'm like, okay.
I know. Well, I'm about to just take your cards and be like, here you go. Don't worry. He's a good guy. Do his interview.
That's
there you
awesome.
Go.
Yeah, my persona sometimes overshadows my common sense. They look up 42nd Street Pete online. They go, "Holy shit, that guy's nuts!" Then they hear some. Then they hear some of the shows where. Then Todd can even verify this, where I go completely off my rocker, and I'm like, "Oh my god, he's scary." We've had a couple where, see, these guys, we plan this up where they'll prep me and they'll set me off. Right, just it starts real low, and then by the time the show's over, everybody's like, "Holy shit, what did he do this time?" You know,
destroyed the studio. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, we've done a couple crazy things.
That was awesome.
All right, well, you know, I'll see you next Saturday. Definitely, I'll be there.
And, all right, then I'll definitely see you next Saturday.
We'll help you with the merch and stuff, so it'll be fun.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Rock and Roll High School, the school where the students rule. The new principal hates the students, but the kids take over and rock the roof off the school. Dig out the sounds of Paul McCartney and Wings. Fleetwood Mac, Devo, Nick Lowe, Chuck Berry, Top Rundgren, Bent Fabric, Velvet Underground, Brownsville Station, MC5, Eno, Paley Brothers, Eddie and the Hot Rod, Alice Cooper, and starring the Ramones! Rock and Roll High School. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Jackalope 105 FM.
We are back with Angel Orsini and Primetime Amy Lee. Welcome back to the Grindhouse, girls.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm just doing great. You guys are all geared up for the big Uncensored Rumble coming up next Saturday, right?
Hey,
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to knock everybody out and show them. I may be fat and 40, but still full of fire, because you know what? I've won it one time before at my heaviest at 300 pounds. I am now a slim trim 256, so...
Wow.
It's on like Donkey Kong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know something? Remember the last time you were on, now going back, this is the anniversary show, and you two said that you guys wanted to bang it out one more time? Well,
yep.
That's sort of what happened at the anniversary show. Why don't you tell the fans about that whole thing?
Yeah, that got a little bit messed up there. Should have been just you and me, Amy. We didn't need anybody else in that match.
Yeah, you know what? This is how I look at it. Like, for instance, on June 26th, me and Mickey Knuckles, okay, we've wrestled all throughout the tri-state area and different places out in the Midwest and stuff like that. For me and Howard, we like to bang. Me and Orsini, we like to bang. It's never personal. It's just fun, you know? It's our perversion. So Orsini found out that she'd wrestle me. I find out I'm wrestling Orsini. I'm like, man, we're going to get it on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we did it before, and this bitch tried hanging me off the top rope in a freaking chain, and I was like, oh, payback to our motherfucker. So we're all excited. Next thing you know, they got fucking Sumia Sakai. Don't get me wrong. I love Sumia. Very talented girl. She was a silver medalist judo competitor and every, you know, national competitor in her country and everything. But you know what? Two's company, three's a crowd. I don't like three ways. I never like the three ways. Just me and you, we don't need your dog named Boo. You know what I'm saying? Well, me and Orsini, we were like, fuck it, it's on. We were just pounding the shit out of one another in the crowd. I mean, one time we're seen sitting on a chair taking a quick breather. I come running in and just boom, kick her. And then I go do it again, and the bitch moved on me, and my big ass got a big old bruise on it for 3 weeks. Had to get the hubby to pat it down. It was so fucking sore, you know? But then, you know, like Sumia's in there and stuff, and I mean, she's a tough little cookie. I mean, towards the end, I mean, she was in that ring laying some roundhouse kicks to my ribs and all, while Orsini's grabbing her wits. And, you know, I just looked at her, though, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? You know how much cushion is around my muscles and bones? And I just clocked her right from there, you know? And then, Orsini wound up calling out on top, you know? She outsmarted everybody, you know? So I give her kudos for that.
Thanks, Darren. Sometimes you just get lucky, girl. That's all that was. The ball just happened to bounce the right way for me, you know. There's three ways and four ways. you don't ever know what, you can't ever tell with them. It gets complicated. There's so much going on.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened. In the middle of that, you tossed a ladder in the ring, and you were in the crowd. All of a sudden, I hear somebody screaming my name, and it's the Mick, and he's yelling, Pete, get that fucking ladder out of the ring. That's a brand new canvas. They rip it. I got to pay for it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to walk over and tell them to stop fighting. They got to move the fucking ladder. No, do it yourself.
Yeah, that's taking a big chance. You would have eaten that ladder, man.
And like, you said, what to me? Are you kidding me? Nah.
That's what I said.
I mean, Orsini and Sumi have had some great matches. I mean, Orsini, the famous, you know, match with another all-girl company. We won't really go into that because I'm trying to stay good with WSU before I retire. And Orsini shattered both her heels and continued a match with Sumi. And I see some fans wanted to see, you know, the rematch, and I understand that's cool. But Mick came to me and said, hey, you're working Orsini, because Jessica Havoc couldn't make it. She had a previous booking. And I said, okay, no problem. I was all pumped for it. I'm like, man, we're going to fucking bang it out. And then Sumi's in there. Well, Sumi's not a banger like us, you know what I mean? Like Orsini's technical, she's submissive, you know, she's a brawler, you know, she's an ass kicker, you know, and I do all that too. And it's funny because when I wrestled for WSU and when I wrestled for WEW, they never would allow me to wrestle. They always wanted me just to brawl and take it through the crowd and all. And that's fine, but you know what? Sometimes you get tired of that. Sometimes you're tired of chocolate and you want to switch to strawberry once in a while. So I actually, for this match with Mickey, I actually got back in the dojo and started working on some of my jujitsu and some of my, more submissive and technical things, you know? Shock the world, you know?
That's going to be a good match. I saw you and Mickey down with, I think it was Pro Wrestling Explosion. You were teamed up with Ian Rott, and then she was teamed up with Mana.
In the head with a stainless steel pan. I'm telling you, I cracked him, broke the handle, and dented it in his head. I looked at him, and I swear to God, if I wasn't full of Jack Daniels, because I never waste a liquor being a good Irish Catholic girl, I think I would have pissed myself, because he looked at me with such hatred and screamed. I was like, I'm fucked. He grabbed me and threw my head through the chair. I was like, holy shit. And then Mickey, she just beat the balls off of Ian. He beat the balls off of her. And then Mickey came after me, and I was like, fuck you. And I picked up the kitchen sink and just cracked her in the head with it. It was a crazy match. Crazy.
That was great stuff.
Crazy. Orsini's had some fucking crazy matches, too.
Got all kinds of crazy-ass bitches in the ring, and who knows what's going to happen, man. It's going to be a free-for-all. But, dude, this is my last chance to get a rematch for the championship belt. It's the only way I can get to go for the title again. Otherwise, I'm banned from having the championship match until either Mercedes drops the belt to somebody or, you know, I don't know, next year's Rumble. So this is it for me, wow. Do or die.
You also got a revenge match coming up with you and your good friend Jazz against Nikki Rocks and I think it's Amber O'Neill. And you've been waiting for that.
Yeah, that's going to be good because I've been saving that up for a while, let me tell you. Yeah, I'm sick of Amber O'Neill and the way that she's been acting ever since she came into our WSU, like she thinks she owns the place or something. So that's going to have to stop. I mean, we need to have a reality check there. And yeah. And Nikki Rocks, man, I'm sick of her too. You know, I'm always going at it with her. But I like her because, you know, she's tough as nails, so I don't have to worry about breaking her. So it'll be good, because I got a lot to dish out, so she's going to have to take it. Amber, I don't know. I don't think she can take what I got.
I don't think so either. I don't think she can handle what Jazz had, and I don't think she can handle what you have. Nikki, on the other hand, I'll lean, she'll be the strength of that tag team, whereas you and Jazz complement one another. You're both strong, very talented women, you know, you both can wrestle, you both know your submissions, you can get technical, you can get downright dirty, the whole nine yards, whereas
Amber O'Neill, she could cheat, she can lie, but I don't think she has the ass to back it up. Nikki Rocks is a very, very good technical wrestler and very, very good with her submission. So, I mean, I would kind of like watch out for her because I think that's what she'll try and do is just take one of yous out right away. But as for Amber O'Neill, I like to say, like you said, she got a real attitude problem. Like she walks in the locker room, like the whole world should bow down and kiss her ass. Like she's more royal than Princess Diana, you know. And it's like, you gotta check yourself with your fucking $2 lipstick, bitch.
Well, I think she just needs to get a good ass whooping to welcome to WSU.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, but she's an opportunist. You know what I mean? Like, she'll wait for the opportunity to open up that somebody else. She's smart. You got to give her that, you know. Let somebody else do all the work and just, you know.
Oh, yeah. She'll screw Nikki over. Hey, I'm looking forward to it, too, because I even told them, I said, hey, for some reason, me and Mickey don't settle it right there, right then, that time. Bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Bring it back. Just like with Kong and I. Bring it back. You know, we don't have no problems duking it out.
Kong will be in the house, too.
Oh, I know she'll be in the house, and she just better stay the fuck away, because you know what? She still owes me a cage match, okay? You know, while she was eating bonbons and at the time was a TNA and, you know, acting all big and bad and, oh, I'm in TNA and, you know, you guys are all little peasants beneath me and everything like that, I was still kicking ass and, you know, forgetting about me. You know, when we won tag team belts, she kind of shit on him because she was supposed to come up, and it was like, oh, I got a pay-per-view the next day. Corporate don't want it. Are you a fucking wrestler or are you a fucking corporate wrestler? Well, she showed then she's a corporate wrestler. So now that she's not with TNA, I want to see how nasty and how rough she can really be. So I'm looking forward to laying my claws right into her at the Rumble. You believe you and me, I am looking to whoop on some of her ass. She's had it coming. Yeah.
Good times, man. Good times, WSU.
25 ladies in the Ultimate Rumble. Uncensored Rumble. 25 ladies.
Yeah, man. That's pretty crazy.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's great. You know what? It's great. I'm looking forward to it. You know, they got a lot of young talents going to be in that Rumble. I'll do to them like I did the Rediva Kills. I'll fucking retire them that night. You know, I have no problem.
There you go. Those girls are probably still got toothaches from that.
Yeah, if I remember last year, I spent the better part of my evening carting your victims back to the locker room as you were tossing them over the top rope. They all kept landing on my side. I wound up with Hanson after you killed him. That was Hanson's retirement thing, I think, from WSU when you tossed him.
Oh, God, that guy's a pathetic little dweeb. You know he's a Red Sox fan, so, you know, I made him hit himself into a pole when he was talking smack about my Yankees. Yeah, I swear
Yankees
to God. Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to have heat because I'm a Mets girl. I'm a Mets girl. Full-blown Mets girl.
I don't care about that. You're in the NL. I'm all about the AL, man. I don't even worry about that till it comes to World Series time, man. But the Red Sox, now that's heat, man.
They're douchebags. You know what I find funny is some of these guys that review the takes out there, they always, they make comments about everybody. And you know, like, one of the comments I read I was really disturbed with was, I think this guy's name was, why do I want to say it was, Jay or Jaden, J-A-Y-D-E-N or something. And I mean, I could have the name wrong, but he made a comment about the last show and Angelina Love is so hard to look at because she's so thin. And it's like, you know what cracks me up? And then they make a comment about my big ass. And I'm like, you know what? If you're thin, they make a comment about being too thin. If you're big, they make a comment about you being big. I know I'm fat. You know what? If my fucking husband ain't complaining, I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. As long as I can walk into a store and buy clothes off the rack, I don't give a fuck, you know? But some of these guys, when they comment about the matches and stuff like that, I'm like, were you watching the same match? Like, some of the matches, they were like, this was awesome, and I didn't think it was too great. And the ones I thought were absolutely phenomenal, they had the psychology, they had the crowd, they had the moves, they had everything. They kind of like, oh, yeah, that was okay. I'm like, what fucking match were you watching, you douchebag? Like, who are you to critique anybody about getting in the ring? Because
you know, there's so many critics out there, but 99.99% of them never had the balls to step in the ring. I mean,
that's a great point.
But no, but I'm serious. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and their opinions are like assholes. Eventually, they stink, and they're starting to stink because there's a lot of talent in that company. A lot of talent, a lot of young blood, a lot of fresh blood. You know, there's some people, some veterans there that have been there since day one, like Angel, myself, Mercedes, Cindy Rogers, Aaliyah Littlefeather, you know, and Alicia. And I'm like, you know, who the fuck are you to make a comment about anybody? Well, I reviewed the tape, and this is my opinion. Fuck your opinion. Your opinion don't fucking matter, because you want to know why? You're one out of the thousands that watch it. Okay, out of the thousands that buy that tape. You may not like it, and that's fine, but fuck you, you know. What do you think, you're Cisco and Ebert of pro wrestling, especially for women? And then, you know what? It's the fans that keep coming back. That's whose fucking opinion matters. And if every time my big ass gets in a ring and I pummel the shit out of somebody and they're happy, I'm happy. Every time Morsini gets in there and she bangs the shit out of somebody, or she wins the belt and they're happy with it, or she loses the belt and they're happy with it, that's what fucking counts. Not with some douchebag jerking off to all the women's pictures on the DVD. So,
well, you know what the thing is? I mean, if those, you know, I just hate to say it. It's like, I think it's their way of trying to be a part of the show, too, by mouthing
exactly.
off and being like
right.
that.
I think you're really right.
But nobody came and paid money to see them or bought the DVD to hear their crap in the background, you know? People
no,
came
but
to
I mean,
see
like,
us.
They write up reviews. Some of these guys, some of them are cool, you know? And I'll be honest with you, there's times where they wrote, oh, you know, this was a great match that I was involved with, and I'm thinking, well, I thought it was the shit. And then times I think it's great, they're like, oh, it was the shit. So, you know, there's always that ping pong back and forth. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, who the fuck are these people that only know about wrestling from watching it that are going to sit there and critique? Like, you know, it's not like a fucking Dave Meltzer critiquing it. You know what I mean? That's been around and learned the business and was behind the scenes. And you know what I'm saying? It's not like a fucking Jim Cornette watching it and critiquing it. Because you know what? I don't think there's ever been a bad WSU show. I don't think there's ever been one.
No, not at all. I've been the only main one.
I don't think there's been one bad match. I don't think there's been one bad match. I don't think there's been one bad show. Okay? Some matches shine more than others, but that's why those people are on the last half of the show and others are on the first half of the show. Okay? You're building up. That's the psychology of the promoter. You're taking your youngest, your greenest, and you keep building and building. The show is supposed to get better and better, not worse and worse. And that's what they're doing over there. Ray's doing that, Mick. They're building and building and building. So when that main event comes, you're on the fucking edge of your seat going, holy fuck, here we go. When Angel Orsini and Mercedes Martinez did the 60-minute Iron Woman match, that crowd was shocked. You want to know why? Because here are two girls that the whole time did not stop. They didn't lay there like a Dusty Rhodes or like a Moolah and lay there for fucking 5-10 minutes while the crowd was cooling down. They kept them in the palm of their hands. They did their job. That's why they were the main event. That's why they did a 60-minute woman's Iron Woman match, because they can do it. The promoter's job is to bring the best out in their wrestlers, and that's what they do there. I'm telling you, I haven't seen one bad show. And if anything, when WSU is on another independent show, like NWS or any of those ones up there, it's the women's match that gets the most attention. Why? Because those girls go out there and they care and they bust their ass. They're not there because they sold tickets and their families watching them to put themselves over. Those girls are out there because they're passionate about what they do. They take pride and have respect for what they do. That is why.
You go, Emily.
No, it's the truth. I mean, it's the honest to goodness truth.
It
okay?
is.
Let me ask you a question. Would you like to see? Let's ask a question here. Would you like to see? Would you like to see Amy Lee and Mickey Knuckles lock up, do some chain, and then do a top toe hold takedown? No. You want to see Mickey or Amy rush the ring and they start punching the fuck out of one another? That's what you want to see. You don't want to see me sit there and do wrist locks, and you don't want to see me sit there and do, you know, do some chain. You don't want to see all that. You want to see me moving. You want to see me kicking ass, and that's what you want to see. You don't want to see me stand there. You don't want to see. You don't want to see all that shit. There's certain things they want. They expect from us. Those fans expect every time I step in the ring, I am to beat somebody like they owed me my fucking last paycheck. That's what they want. When Orsini steps in there, they expect Orsini to constantly go, 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 go. Beat them down, beat them down. Wrap them up like a fucking gift and serve them bitches like a slice of pizza. That's what they expect. That's what they expect.
Yeah, man, that sounds good.
It's true. It's the
that's
truth.
What you give them.
When you see Jana, you want to see her, and I think that's a girl that has really improved. I mean, every time I watch her, she gets better and better. That girl, when she first was very, very quiet, very laid back in her promos and all, I see her more and more confident. She's getting in there and just fucking up people, you know? She's trying to get better. Sassy Stephanie worked against April Hunter. I thought that was a fantastic match. Here's a girl who's not been in the business that long, maybe 2 years, and here's April with all her experience, was smart and guided that girl and made that girl look good as she should. It shouldn't be all one-sided. She made that girl shine and brought the talent out in that girl. That's a good match. Would you want to see Cindy Rogers and Janelle in a dog collar match? No. Why? Because it's not going to believe. You're not going to get all dick hard over it, and it's not going to be an ass-kicking match. You're going to yawn, sit on your hands, and pray to God it fucking ends soon.
You're right.
So that's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's what's good about the company, though, because it plays to everyone's strengths and, you know, knows how to use the whole thing. And it's all believable. It's like the old school, like the Georgia territories, the Florida territories, where, you know, mm-hmm. you had the fans in the palms of your hands because you made them believe what was going on. That's the whole key to it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But you know, no, that's what it is. That's yeah. what it is. I mean, you know, I mean, you got some great matches that are coming up. I think what the hell's her name these days? She changed her name more than I changed my fucking tampons. Savage.
Oh, Brittany Savage. Brittany Savage.
Yeah, I think she's improved a lot, you know. She get a little ballsy there, you know. I read how she got like a little cocky with Mercedes and all, you know, but
you can't be making Mercedes mad, though, because it's only a matter of time till she gets your ass.
That bitch will fucking cut you when you least expect it.
Yeah, we had her on before this afternoon. We taped her this afternoon. She's looking forward to kicking some ass next week, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all are. We all have a purpose out there. Listen, no offense to anybody, I'm 40 years old. I'm not ashamed to say how old I am. I think I look pretty fucking good for a 40-year-old, okay? I don't look like I was rode hard and put away wet like a piece of leather, okay? My time is coming. It's the truth. It's the truth. I look at some girls, I'm like, holy fuck, you're how old? You're 23? My God, you look as fucking old as me. Well, I feel like a spring chicken next to you. Maybe it's the fat that preserves me. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, my career's coming to an end. My career's definitely coming to an end. I sat down with my husband, and I said to him, I said, you know what? It's not because my body's so beat up, and it's not because of money or anything like that. I'm in a position now in life where I have a great job. I have somewhat financial security with that job. I mean, you know, as quick as you're in, as quick as you're out. But, you know, there's a point where you got to say, okay, my time has come. I've done what I wanted to do for the most part. Now it's time for me to take a step back and just let it go. And I told Mick that I will be retiring. Now, when I retire, I want my very last match inside the ring to be at a WSU show. So, within, not this show, but either the one at the end of this year or next March at the anniversary will be my, by March of next year, I'm done. I'm completely done because I will be traveling a lot with my job. I run a legal department for an international construction company. We're now going overseas and building bridges and repairing buildings and things like that. And, I mean, I'm getting ready to be certified in international corporate law, and it's an opportunity for me. I mean, all the money I ever made in wrestling always went to my education. It did. I didn't buy fancy cars or diamonds and all. I put it towards education because I knew I can only do it for so long.
God, I wish
you guys
best,
are stuck but... with me for a while, man. I'm not going anywhere. I am going to be kicking the crap out of everybody for a while yet. I got some years left in me. So I just started going back on the road again. So now I got the fever. Forget about it. You people are done. Done, done, done.
By March of next year, I'll be done. I'll definitely be done.
Well, yeah. I can tell you, you've been on the phone with me for 27 minutes, so.
Oh, well, you can keep on going at least shows up or whenever you want to get off. We'll just have to edit it, that's all.
Okay.
What do you think of the Icon versus Icon match?
She's just so determined to, like, yeah, pull it out. I mean, dig deep down into her guts and just, you know, duct tape her arm back in and keep on fighting. I mean, she's one of those.
That's the truth. That's the truth. She has a determination and a strong will, and you got to respect that, you know, especially in a society nowadays that's so fucking lazy. You know, I mean, she doesn't say no, and she doesn't say I quit. It's very rare that,
yep,
if she does. It's a very serious situation that is totally beyond her control. So, but no, Mercedes controls that ring. When she's in there, she controls it. That's a definite, you know. I'm very interested in seeing that match. I want to see how much she uses. When I heard the match, I kind of like pictured like a cat and mouse type thing, where like Alicia was a mouse and Mercedes a cat, and she was just kind of like toying with her and batting her around. And then when she got tired of her, said, "Okay, you're done." You know, and I think that's what's going to happen with that match. She's going to toy with Alicia a lot.
Yeah, I'm there. It's going to be a great card.
So, yeah, so, I mean, Rain and Khan, I think Rain's very, very smart inside the ring. So if she outsmarts Khan, she'll come out on top. But Khan hits you. It's like 20 pounds of fucking brick coming down. And believe me, I felt those fucking punches and backfists. So if Khan gets in the first few good licks, then Rain, I don't know. I don't think she might have a chance with Khan. You know, if she does, she outsmarted her again. Another one, you know, just outthought the brawn. You know, she was more of the brains.
Makes a lot of sense.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it was great having you guys back. And
put this in there. I just want to congratulate Angel Orsini on graduating from Rutgers University. That's a hell of an accomplishment. You know, you're wrestling and working another job and still maintain, you know, the high enough grades, you know, and to top, you know, to graduate in your top 10% of your class. And that's a big accomplishment. And I'm one that's big on education myself. So, you know, I just want to send kudos and congratulations out to her.
Thank you.
That's a lifetime achievement, you know. There's a lot of people in the wrestling business that are not dummies, but they don't have the degree to prove, you know, and you did. And you worked very hard, and you overcame a lot of obstacles, you know, financially, health-wise, and things like that. So, you know, you definitely deserve it, girl.
Thank you. Well, likewise to you, congratulations. I mean, you're masters. Does that mean that we got to call you Master Amy Lee now?
Master Primetime Amy Lee.
You know what? I just thought of a match. If I ever get the cage match with Kong, if I win, she has to call me Mazza Amy Lee.
Oh, shit.
Orsini is the ref. I want Orsini as the fucking ref.
I'm there, dude.
It's a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll be there Saturday. It's going to be a great show. Look forward to hanging out with you guys again.
Okay. Yep. Peace.
Take care.
Peace. Bye.
This is 42nd Street Pete. I will be there. You better be. See you at the matches.
42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up. your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Oh.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes.
Here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit.